We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Ches, and just before we start, I just want to clarify something from Daf Zayin. We said over a memra yesterday on Daf Zayin that a karmelis only goes until Asara. That was our askana, that a karmelis only is up to 10 tefachim high. So, and the nafkamina is that more than 10 tefachim high, if it's a makom da'al da'al, then it's a shusha yachid. But even more, if the airspace of the karmelis more than 10 tefachim high will be a makom p'tur. For example, the airspace above a bika or above a river will be a makom p'tur. That's one of the things we didn't speak out that prat, that even the airspace of a karmelis above your tefachim will be not like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it will be like the Kulei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which means it will not have a dinner Rosh Hashanah Rabbim when it's more than Yud Tfachim airspace, in the airspace more than Yud Tfachim above the Karmelis. For example, a wall hits the side of a wall above Yud Tfachim of a Karmelis will not be the Isser of Karmelis. Okay, we're going back to Dav Ches, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, Amar Abaya. So to Gemara, Amar Abaya. Abaya says, someone Zorak Keveris Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He threw a basket, it was a round basket. He threw it into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the halacha is, the Firashi, that if you throw something to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's a reshus b'fnei atzma, it's the size of a reshus. We know reshus is anything that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So according to Rashi, if you throw a reshus, it's not doing to the Mishkan, because the Mishkan, they only threw kalim when they did Havaro or Itzal. They only threw kalim. They didn't throw reshuyas. So if you throw a reshus, it's potter. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Omar Abaya, Zora Kaveras l'Rishurabim. You threw a Kaveras l'Rishurabim. Gavoya Asara, if this basket that was round was 10 tefachim high, the ain't a rechava shisha, it's not wide, 6, then yechayev. Why? Because it's not a reshus, and then yechayev, because you're throwing something, doing havara in the l'Rishurabim, or haitzah, with something that's a keli. But Rechava Shisha, if it's wide 6, then you potter. Then the halacha is you potter because you threw a reshus. Now, we know that a reshus is 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4. So why does it say wide 6? So Rashi explains, since this thing is round, so you have to be able to see if you have a square in the round circle, you have to be able to make a square. And we know that the diagonal of the square, that's how, that will be the diameter of the circle. You want to go across the circle, one end of the circle, the other circle, that will we'll look at that. That's the diagonal of the square. Now, a 4x4 box, how much is the diagonal? So according to the Gemara, the diagonal is, for every amma, you give it 1 2/5. So let's figure it out. So 4 ammas times 1 2/5 lands up being 5 3/5. 5 3, but basically 5.6. So 5.6 Amos, 5.6 tefachim will be, 5.6 tefachim will be already a shear to make dalet al dalet. That's all you need. You need the circle to be wide 5.6. So the question is, why does the Gemara say shisha? I'm saying the Gemara say, if it's 5.6 and more, then it's already reshus, because then it's your tefachim high and dalet al dalet. So Rashi the Echanami, loydok, we didn't say exact. We're going to the chumras, it's hard to, as we say, until 6, you're not potter. You're not allowed to do it. Until 6, it's not potter. You know, but of course, you can't bring a chatos after 5.6, but it's giving like a general term, till 6. That's the Rashi. Learns Tosfos has a pshat, maybe that you don't count the width, you don't count the walls of this basket, and the walls of the basket are each a fifth of a tefach thick, and therefore you need 6. But Tosfos himself doesn't like that pshat, so you have to say like Rashi, that's not exact. It means really 5.6. That's how Abaye says. If it's rochva shisha, then it's a new reshus, and you're not chayiv. If it's less than shisha, if it's rochva shish, then you're potter because it's a reshus from yatsma, and you throw a reshus, you're potter. If it's less than 6, then you are chayiv because it's not a reshus. And we said it's lav dafka, 6 is 5.6. Rava argues in Abaye, and Rava says, Rava Amar, filu in rochva shisha, even just being 10 tefachim high is enough to be potter. Why? Because when it's 10 tefachim high, he says, when you make the basket, when you weave this basket, the reeds that you make it out of will be sticking up a little bit. So if it's 10 tefachim high, there'll always be something sticking above your tefachim, above a 10 tefachim. And if the halacha is if part of an item is ogud, it's trapped in the makom p'tur, then you are potter, because it didn't mamish land completely versus the rabbin, because part of it was in makom tor. So Rava, my filu ein rechavas shisha, still potter. Even if it's not a rechavas, still potter. What's the reason? My timer. It's impossible for these little pieces of the kana that shouldn't be higher than asara, and therefore it's stuck in the makom tor, and that's what makes you potter. Another halacha about these baskets, and Rashi learns again that we're learning Rashi's pshat, and Tosfos argues on this, but we're learning what Rashi's pshat is. So kafa al pia. Let's say we're talking about it was not six tefachim wide, and it's not really a rishus. Not a rishos, so really should be chayiv because you're throwing a keli. But the loch is, he says, the Gemara, kafa al pia, if you turn it over on its mouth, and therefore it's like you have mechitzes because there's ear space there and it looks like walls. So when it reaches shiva tfachim umashu, which is the sheer lavud, it means anything less than three tfachim to the ground is called lavud, so it's like it's settled on the ground. Yechayiv, because when it's settled, this is called settled already, it's within 10 tefachim of his rabbin. But shiva mechsa, but if it's the height of his basket is 7.5, then when I throw it to his rabbin on its mouth, so when it reaches within lavud, it's still partly trapped above 10 tefachim. So when it landed, it was in a makam tor. So then the halach is, your pater. Again, and the reason is because part of it is trapped above. And this Abai agrees to also, both Rashi and Tosfos agreed to. This Abai agrees to. Abai has argued before on kroimiyos, because you hold kroimiyos is not choshev enough, the little piece is sticking off from the reeds, that's not choshev enough, to be called agud b'makom tor. But here, where it's considered settled out, it's loved already, and part of the basket is above your tvachim, that's called agud b'makom tor, and you'll be potter even according to Abai. So again, halacha is kafa apia, if it's shiva mashu, that means it's the height of the walls on shiva mashu, so it means when it hits lavud, it's within 10 tefachim of the shirabim. When it's shiva mechs already, then it's not. And Rashi speaks out lav dafka 7.5, even 7 and 2 mashu already, if it's that height, that'll be enough that to make that when it lands out lavud, it'll be a makam tur, it'll be above the area of a makam tur. Now, Ravashi Amar, shiva, afilu shiva mechsa, chayiv, even with 7.5 is still chayiv. Why? My time he holds is no lover on this. Mechitza is l'soichen asuyos. The mechitza are made to carry things in the basket, not to be mechitza to go down to the shizurabim, because it's a mechitza for itself. So you do not say lover on such a mechitza. As Rav Ashi says, you do not say lover on such a mechitza, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, Rashi has a kasha, and two different kasha in two different places. In the beginning of the sugya, we just said that if you throw a keveris, if it's a reshus, which means it's 10 tefachim by dal al dal, which needs 6, then it's a reshus and you are potter. But if it's less, let's say it's less than yud tefachim, even if it's dal al dal, then you chayiv kodes a keli. Frek Rashi, what do you mean? It's a karmelis. A karmelis or a reshus? It's not a reshus a yachid, but it's a karmelis. So it's also a reshus fleyatzma. And for Rashi, this is right before the wide lines, Rashi answers that the holding kamos and drabbanon, but min ha'Torah it's not called a reshus. That's what Rashi answers over here. There's another Rashi later on that asks a similar kasha, that he asks that why don't you say that there should be a din of a karmelis by Rashi over here. That we'll see the Rashi later on. We'll come back to this kasha. I just want to speak out that Rashi. We'll come back to the Rashi later on, which might be a steer of this Rashi. So here again, we're speaking out that this basket, if it's less than Yud Fachim, it's Chayiv. Aye, it's a Rishos. Say, no, Karmelis is not Rishos to Raisa. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Ula. Omud Tisha Rishos Rabim. If you have like a little stand that's 9 Tfachim high Rishos Rabim, and Rashi says there wasn't even Dalet al Dalet, it was Lav Davka, the top of it was Lav Davka 4x4. So the shaila is that is it called Rishus Rabim or not? Is it called Rishus Rabim or not? So Amud Rishus Rabim, Rabim Katmalov, Azorak Benochal Gabov, and you threw something Rishus Rabim and landed on top of this Amud. Chai, the loch is a chai. My timer, Pachos Mishloisha My time, what's the reason? So he speaks out. Bachas v'shloisha, if this omud is less than three, midrash daras le'rab, that people walk over it, so it's pashas rab. V'shloisha v'atisha, on three tfachim height until nine tfachim height, lo'y midrash daras le'rab. No one walks in it, and therefore it doesn't have a midrash rab. V'lo'y ketubim makatvi, you also don't use it to unload your packages. It's too low to unload your packages. But tisha v'adim makatvim le'rab, it's nine tfachim high, it's a perfect height to masada your packages, and therefore it becomes part of Dershus Rabbim. And Rashi learns that Tisha is Tisha Dafka. It's mashmash, a little more than nine, a little less than nine. In both cases, that will be a Makam Ptur, will not be a Chayiv, will be Shus Rabbim. Exactly nine Tvachim will be Shus Rabbim. Therefore, if you throw something, it lands on this, it'll be Shus Rabbim. And Rashi speaks out, Kivin Tzarach Rabbim, Shus Rabbim, being Racha Ben Katzer, and that Rashi is mashmash, being Racha Ben Katzer is mashmash, even less than Dalad al Dalad. Which we spoke as such idea yesterday, Legabi the Gemara, it says that Dal Adal is Makule Rishus Yochid, not Makule Rishus Rabbim. So you see, Rishus Rabbim doesn't need a din of Dal Adal. But Kapanim, we see over here that this Amud is 9 Tvachim high, has a din Rishus Rabbim. The Gemara says, Viter, Omale, Abayla Rav Yosef, that's good if you have a stand. A stand is 9 Tvachim high, it's a din of Rabbim Kakla, it's a din Rishus Rabbim. Omale, Abayla Rav Yosef, Gumamai, what about a hole in the ground that's 9 Tvachim deep? And I want to put stuff there. Is that Dershus Rabbim or not? Amalei, so Rav Yosef answers, yeah, v'chein v'guma. But guma has the same halacha. And the Rishonim speak out that dafka 9 tfachim, would be 8 tfachim deep, then it would not be Dershus Rabbim, because people wouldn't leave something there, they'd be scared it gets damaged, therefore they wouldn't keep anything there. So Rav Yosef says, the guma is the same halacha. 9 tfachim exactly is Dershus Rabbim also. Rav Abba, no. But guma, loy, my time, tashmish adeh atchak, loy shvei tashmish. You have to bend down, put something in there. That's not called a tashmish of Rishus Rabbim, and therefore we're not having Rishus Rabbim. Different than an omud. Is very easy to use to unload packages. But a thing in the ground is not so convenient, and therefore will not be called Rishus Rabbim. So you have a chalakas Rav and Rav Yosef, if a guma is called Rishus Rabbim or not. So Rav Ada bar Masna l'Rav. So Rav asked, Rav Masna has a kashan Rav. Rav is the one who says that a guma is not called a Rishus Rabbim. So, someone had a basket of Rishus Rabbim. It was a Yochid. It was 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. You can't take anything out to put in the Rishus Rabbim out of this little chest. Because this chest is a Yochid. Why? It's 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. So, you can't take out of it. You can't take Rishus Rabbim and put it into it. If this little kupa is less than 4 and 4, it's not 10 Tvachim high, metaltlim. It could be metaltlim. V'chein v'guma. And they have the same halacha by guma. That's the braisa. And the one that the kashan is a rabba. I just want to interject a second. It says you have this chest over here, it's less than 10 Tvachim high. The halacha is you're allowed to carry from there in and out. The question is, it's a carmelis. And for Rashi, ain't karmelis for kalim. Kalim are not karmelis. So we spoke of before, when we're throwing the basket, we said a different teretz. So the Masha asked, that why here is it ain't karmelis for kalim before he says a different teretz? Look at the Masha for Mahalach on that. I just wanted to point out, there's still a stira and Rashi over here. One place says ain't karmelis for kalim, one place says different teretz. But let's get back to our sugya. We had here a Rav and Rav Yosef. Rav said that a guma is not called a shirabim because guma is not called Rishus Rabbim. Why not? Because it is not convenient to use it. And here it says that it's less than Yud Tvachim high or 4 Tvachim wide. It says that you're allowed to be metalta from the guma. What does it sound like? It sounds like guma has done Rishus Rabbim, like Rav Yosef. My lava sefer. When it says v'chein beguma, it's going on the sefer. It says the less than Yud Tvachim, which would mean like 9 Tvachim, you'd be able to use it. It's Rishus Rabbim. So it's a kasha rava. Dr. Mar, no law, a ratio. Then Chem Gum is going on a ratio. It says a ratio, you're not allowed to take out from the best, from the chest. That's 10 Tvachim high, 4 Tvachim wide. You're not allowed to take it out because there's a Yochid. Dr. Bryce says, same thing by a Guma. A Guma that's Yud Tvachim, it's 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide. You're not allowed to remove anything from there to Rishus Rabbim or place anything there from Shiram into their Y, because them Shiram Yachid. So saying Kupa and Guma, both of them, if they're Yud Tvachim high and four Tvachim wide, they have a din of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's what's din Guma. But maybe a nine Tvachim Guma is different than an Amud. The Amud, the Rabbi Makatim Alav, has the Rosh Hashanah because I can use it. It's very convenient to use it. Mashenk in a Guma, a whole, it's not so convenient to use it or not have a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if it's nine Tvachim. It'll be like a Karmelis. It'll be like Karmelis probably. Or less than a dollar, it'll be like a Makom Tor, but it will not be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if it is nine Tvachim, because it's not convenient, Lefi Rabbah.